is different in Yanim, the Binyan of the Mises B'nei Aaron, and then the Inyanim of Kashrus, and the first of the two parashas dealing with Kashrus and so on and so forth. The Kashrus is an Inyan which is the Chura Chayk. It's part of the world of Chayk, and therefore shouldn't have any timing and so on. But I'd like to try to. There is a distinction between the Chayk of Kashrus and other ones. I want to try to point it out a little bit, and then see if we get some sense of things. It says, "Davar le'Yisrael lemer, zeis achaya shetoichul mikol ha'behema shel ha'aretz." So Rashi says, "Es kulam hishva liyo shluchim b'dibazeh." It says, "Davar le'Yisrael, Davar le'Yisrael." So it says that since Klal Yisrael was mekabel the gzar din of Aaron HaKohen of the children of Aviyu, so they were also zeichet to this parsha. So we have to understand where the Torah doesn't deal with testimonial dinners. It's the pshat as well, since they're so well. We now mention them. The pshat is that if they were mekabel the gzadin of Hakadosh Baruch Hu b'dimama, then they were zeicha to a chelik in the parashas Torah of the Tumah and Tara, which is what we call kashrus, the Tumah and Tara over here. So we try to understand a little bit what the inyan is. Let's be magdar at first, I guess, because this is sort of the akdama to everything. The chelik of Torah, when you give a chelik of Torah to somebody, so if it's not b'pi adibur, let's give a mashal. If a person hears something b'shem somebody else, and the thing itself has a clear logic, like so-and-so said that should go here, do this, do that, the other thing. If the things make sense, if they have a seichel, then they stand on themselves. There's no mila of hearing it from the person who said it to hearing it from the person that said it over from him. Let's say somebody says something that's sort of a dava sasum, something that doesn't hard to understand what the person wants, why he wants it, and so on. When you talk to the person himself, so there is a sort of sense, you may not know what his reason is, but you have at least some sort of instinctive sense of what it is that he wants. If you hear it from somebody else, then it's sasum. So the chelik of Torah that belongs to the gedder of mitzvah sichlius, so that's sichlius, and that it's understandable even if we didn't hear it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The chelik that belongs to Chayik, so the one who hears it, Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is megala to Moshe Rabbeinu, the tam, the mitzvah of Paraduma, and Shlomo not. The difference between Moshe and Shlomo was, Shlomo heard it from Moshe Rabbeinu, so he doesn't hear it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, so therefore there is going to be some sense of, doesn't make any sense. Since Moshe heard it with Pia Gvura, so then it's something which is already, there's a tfisa mitzad, the way it was said, kabayachal. In the dibur itself lies a certain tam of it. It's like when I hear a person say something, there's a lot of overtones to it, a lot of things surrounding it. Kabayachal, a dibur from HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly, gives you a tam in something more than just the dry halacha. So the schus of Klal Yisrael over here was, since they heard it in Piyag Gvura, they were able to get a tfisa, a certain tam in it. We'll talk about it in a second. A certain tam in it that makes it that made a meshutif to it. The kesher with the mama, the mekabel, the way Rashi says, kibla and gzeirah samakim bi'ava, the difference, let's when a person hears something from somebody else, so if there is a filter in operation, in other words, I'm not accepting what you're saying, I'm willing to take it on as a hypothesis. You said the following, okay, let's test it, let's examine it, let's see if it's true or not. If with that approach, so then the other person's words must stand on seichel. And it is not possible for me to deher something that seichel is not behind it. So if my attitude is that I'm not a mekabel, I'm putting it to the test, and then if I think it's good, I'll be mekabel it. So that can never ever give a person any sense in mitzvahs that are chayik. Best case scenario, I'll do it because I have to do it. I don't know what you want from me. I don't know why you want from me. Listen, you've got the power, you've got the right, whatever it is, I'll do it. If a person is mekabel a gzeira ba'ava, whereas kibbul a gzeira samokim ba'ava means that they made themselves into mekablim first, and then it's, in other words, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, it's emes because what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, I'm a mekabel a gzeira, then it's first possible to get a tam in it. It's a sort of a maima musga. When people deal with things that are difficult, in other words, gzeiros hamakom and so on, if the person thinks that he's going to explain it, then he'll not. The kashas are always better in terutzim. If the attitude is, well, let me explain to you why this is the perfect thing, right thing, good thing, etc. to do, it's wrong. There is no malach there, because if there was a malach there, there would be a kasha to start with. It's only when there's a kabbalah of a gzeira that this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows and understands he's mashgiach and the lamas and so on and so forth, that a person can get some sort of te'ima, some sort of tam in it that he couldn't have gotten without the kabbalah gzeira ba'ava. So when Klai Yisrael was mekabel the gzeira ba'ava by Nadav and Avihu, now they're shutfim to the Dvar Hashem in Kashrus in Torah and Tyra, and it's actually got some sort of tap. Let's take a look. The pasuk says Zeisa Chaya, Malamet Shay Moshe Oiches Bechaya Umar Ois LiYisrael Zeis Teichlu VeZeis Lo Teichlu. The Moshe Rabbeinu took each Chaya and showed it. So it says, eat this, don't eat this. It's hard to understand, well, what was the purpose? First of all, in terms of chayas and so on, if it means to include behemoths, then behemoths have simonim. Sometimes, once in a while, it might be a rare case where it's difficult. But why, of all the mitzvahs, was Moshe Oiches in this more and showed him more than anything else? L'chura, this is something which, let's say, Moshe, I don't know, for Tcheles it could be Nagia. I can show you different dyes, it is more Tcheles, less Tcheles, for making tefillin. Many mitzvahs are difficult sometimes to know the exact pratim. I don't know, there could have been many other things which they could have been, HaKadosh Baruch need to show them. And yet, over here, it's where HaKadosh Baruch showed them. It's interesting, the Medrash in Tanchuma says, Altitama, that because HaKadosh Baruch showed them, because HaKadosh Baruch showed Adam HaRishon every single Baal Chai, and it was Kair Hashem. So it's not clear what the Altitama is. Don't wonder about it. That HaKadosh Baruch could fetch all the animals, that he could show them to a person, that it's possible to bring them all to a person. And which part is Alta Tama? The Alta Tama is, don't think it's strange that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do it. Well, I mean, with Nisim and Flores, I mean, in Makas Arev, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought all sorts of animals. That's just an interesting lesson in the Tanchuma here. But Akoponim, it says that over here. So the question is, why of all places was this the Makom where it says it? At the end of the parasha, it says, Kenya Hashem Lekechem, Viskadishti, Visim Kadesh, and Kodesh Oni, Losatamas of Sheikhem, Bechol Asher, Tzemisal Oretz, this is the Torah of all the behemoths, oifes and chayim, and so on and so forth. Lehavdil benatom benatorah. So Rashi says lehavdil. So two things. First of all, the pashto pshat and the pasuk. The pasuk says that this is the halachas of behemoths, oifes, and so on. Lehavdil benatom benatorah bechayin nechazin chayim lo yisachol. What does it mean, lehavdil ben tamei natohar, mechayin chazin chayis loisachol? It's, the Torah is telling you which chayis you're allowed to eat, which baby's allowed to eat. Fine. It's just like, would it make sense to say by melicha, that, you know, this is between meat that's properly salted, meat that's not properly salted. Between tefillin that are properly made, improperly made. Every halacha has what's right and what's wrong. I mean, it's by definition that's the way. So I wouldn't say I'm learning Hilchas Tefillin to be able to tell apart Kosher Tefillin from Pasul Tefillin. I'm learning the Hilchas of Dalad Minim to be mavdol in Dalad Minim that are Kosher and not Kosher. It's Pasul. I mean, it's yes, there are Dalad Minim that are Kosher, and it takes some Shimush to figure out which is the right, which is not right. But what does it mean that here the Allah is lahavdil bin atomi bin ator chalchels? The purpose is to tell me what's kosher. It also means other things won't. Rashi sort of emphasizes it. Rashi says lahavdil loybel varashoyne ella sheyodeo makya ubaki behen. It's not enough to learn about it, but you actually have to know and be baki in it. It's a loshatar skanim. The Mefarshim say to Mizrahi says that it means it's not enough to learn Hilchis, minim ksherim, minim naksherim. You need to actually see them. And once again, as opposed to all other mitzvahs, a person can learn Hilchis, other halachis, and doesn't ever have a chiyuv mitzad de lima to go see it in action. Obviously, if you want to paskin on the chveis, on boina and seiser and other things like that, on sukkah, you do need to have some shimush to see it practically. But in the learning, in the limud of kosher and treif, tumatayra, tumatar, we need to have sheyodeo makio baki behed. That a person should actually see it. That's the way to understand it. You need to be able to recognize it. As opposed to knowing the material, you need to actually be able to look at the animal and say, oh, this is this min, this is this min. Why? Why is this different than other ones? I want to point out another interesting lashon, and that is the word simonim is used in the Chazal for simani tamei and tar. What the Torah says this is which is tar, this is which is tamei to eat, and so on and so forth. Chazal call it the Chazal called simani. It's a peculiar lashon. Let's explain what I mean by the word simonim. Why? What's the peculiarity of the lashon simonim? I can in the world of correlation between two different inyanim. So, lemashal, there are things that are when two things come together, one can be a shorish the other. And therefore, I say that a fruit comes from a seed. The seed, every time I plant a seed in the ground, the seed is the sheirus for the fruit. I can define something by its very essence. This is what this is. So when I say an apple is a fruit, that definition is an essential definition. That's what it is. It's one of the types of fruits. A simen, then I can have something that is not at all relevant. For instance, if I say a simen that the pen was a red pen, a white pen. The red and white is a simen in the sense that I can find it, but it's not at all a relevant simen. It's not at all a pshat that the redness has something to do with its being a pen, or the whiteness has something to do with its being a pen. There are simonim that are telltale signs of something, which we assume. So, for instance, a certain type of illness produces a peculiar rash. The rash is, I don't know, half circles. It's small bumps, big bumps, whatever it is. So it's not the guf hamachla. The guf hamachla is some sort of bacteria, whatever it is. But it's not a mikra either. There's some sort of sense that this type of symptom is really kosher to where it's coming from. The simen that we're talking about over here is not the guf hadava. It's not the tarfus itself. A person could say HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to eat things that are, you know, that have mafis paras and malegeru mitzat atzma. Or we say that these two inyanim are signs of the kashrus of the animal. The word simen is used here not as in a random identity. Which one is your behemah? It has a yellow collar on it. That simen is a simen ba'alma in the sense, it's not a real simen in this sense. Chazal here identified these inyana as being simonim. And I want to try and to the Herdes Nekuda. So, in line with what we said before, this of all the chukim, let's just take the quintessential chayk of Paraduma, has no shaykhastas. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, and that's it. You can darshan things about it, great. But we don't have any type of shaychus to it. In Klal Yisrael was zeicha to get the parash of Lahavdim and Atom and Atoir as something which is it's something which has in itself a different connection to us. It's the example of the chayk. It's an example of a chayk, which even though we don't have the guf adava, but we have a tfisa in simonim that is different. It's a stronger tfisa in the etzem inyan than those things that we don't have a tfisa in the simonim. Chazal said that when the Torah was megala to us, these markings, the Mafis Paris and the Malagera, it revealed to us something which is a symptom, but a symptom in an essential way, something which be'etzem itzad the teichen shaboy reflects itself in it. That's the nekud of it. So that's why it wasn't enough. This is a parsha that it wasn't enough to know the halachas and to chaz, okay, here's the list. These are the list. This is the kosher list. These are all the animals, like Moshe, by a bird, in the fact that Chazal just listed. We could have had a list of animals, and that's it, and finished. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, you have to show them every animal, because that's called being Yodea Umakir. Just like when I talk to somebody directly, I have a deher in his words that goes beyond. The words themselves. So too, when I see something in action, when I see something befoil, I get a tam in it that goes beyond just a dry listing. So when I see all the behemoths that are Torah and Tameh, then I begin to get a sense of it. This is why the Torah calls this parasha Lehavdil, meaning that it's not in when something is paradumidic, you know, this is it. This is tzitzis, and this is not. This is tchelis, this is not tchelis. This is ribua, this is not ribua. There's no The Havdalah means when I can deher the distinction. Let's give a mashal, simple mashal. Let's say I'm told you can only use this and this fuel for the car. You can only use this and this type of gasoline or whatever it is. So I know. So fine, I have the list. I know what I can use, I know what I can't use. Can I be mavdil? In other words, do I deher the chiluk? To be able to be mavdil means that I understand why this is different than this. Knowing the havdalah means I know the line, I understand the line that causing this and this. So if I do know it, l'mashal, I understand that this type of fuel has this content, this has this content, and the way the engine works, only this content makes sense. Now I can be mavdil. Now I deherd enough kamina. If it's just a list, I don't deherd enough kamina. I just know what yes and what not. Because this is a chayik that comes with a certain involvement in it, that Kaiser was zeicha to get a certain tam in it, that's why that's why the mitzvah is called the Havdalah. We can distinguish between the two. The Chazal called this simonim because when I tell you para aduma tmima and so on and so forth, those are not simonim. That's the thing itself. It's not leading any place. This is, for whatever reason, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chachmos Geizah, take a para, aduma, tmima, that's it. Those elements are just what they are, and they're not anything else. When we have something that's called simane taira, it means that which we possess, the halacha which we possess, is indicative of something higher than that. And it can lead us to someplace higher than that, and we can go further than that. So in Beklalius, the first point is this parasha over here of Tumah and Tara in Oifis and in Min Achila is something which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us as a chayik, but different than all other chukim. Because we learn to be mekabla gzeira b'shtika, because we're mekabla at first, and we accept it as such, we're able to be toyim a little further down. And therefore, since we're able to be toyim a little further down, we have some sort of insight in it that goes past chayik, past the mitzvah itself. But it's important to remember, a type of svara and seichel that is a reason why is not going to be present. A type of havana and tefisa coming from doing it, the te'ima that the person has in it, from it, that's come afterwards. It's just like I once thought that when we speak about time and mitzvahs in general, b'derech kol the chushim of Shmiya and Re'iya can be described first. They can be described. If I never saw this and this, you can do a fairly good description. There's nothing in the world that I can't describe in other terms. How tall is it? How short is it? How wide is it? How bright is it? And so on. So I never saw X, but within the pieces that I have, I can always describe. So before I go to see it, somebody can go and say, oh, this is what it looks like. Same thing with Shmiya. Shmiya consists of pitch, it consists of intensity, it consists of the beat, it consists of different things that I can describe first. I don't have exactly, but it can be described first. Te'ima is something, if I never tasted vanilla, whatever description I can give falls short of the taste. When I taste it, that's when I have a tefis in it. Any new flavor can't be described in terms of old flavors. That's what it is. So the te'ima in the mitzvahs is going to be something which, from the mitzvah, I deher something I didn't have before, if that's my attitude. My attitude is, in order to do the mitzvah, what brought me here, it's not going to come. So I want to be oimid on a certain nekuda in, since this is the inyan of you know, kashrus, tomatayr, I want to be oimid one nekuda here that Svarim speak about. The it says when it mason bomb that somebody who eats it, because it's metamtem as a leiv. The Ibn Ezra says in his short few words, when it mason, like a person that's lacking das, that if a person eats machol sasuras, it's a chisaron in the world of das. The two simonim, the things that Chazal called simonim, which is the malah gerim afis parso. Chazal, obviously, there's a tfis in it. Chazal said that the four minim that the Torah points out that have only one or two simonim are kenegah the four malchias. Three of them were malah gera, but not mafis parsa. The last one is mafis parsa, but it's not malah gera. And I want to, I want just to be tying them together a little bit of a tam in the Indian. So as far as I say like this, the two chalakim, my words is, putting out the kudas brought a lot of this firm. In a person, there are two chalakim in a person, this Elyon and Tachtoin. Chazal say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was clear as a bris with Avram, a bris Beishtei Raglov, and that's bris HaMo'or with an ayin, it's bris Mila, and a bris Beishtei Yodov, in SS Bois Yodov, and that's the bris of Torah, the bris of Peh, and so on. So the Chelek Tachtoin is the Raglayim, for many, many reasons. And Kipshuta, that's the chelik, the lower part of a person, the least sensitive part of a person. We spoke many, many times about it. And that has its own krisis bris. And then there's a chelik of a person that's elyon. And that has its own krisis bris. Obviously, two krisis bris are not, I mean, the peh and the ma'ar, the bris ma'ar, are in a straight line, one on top of the other. There's two. Work as follows. A person has in himself a chelik where he is ma'ala himself to that which is beyond his world. He looks to be mekabel from a higher world than his own metzius. And then, looking downwards, the person looks to be ma'ala himself from the karka of the world that he's in. In other words, one is that a person strive to be higher than he is. It means his ideals, his understanding, his das, would be something which becomes higher because it goes further, he understands more, he aspires for more. And then there's a hemshech of it is that he acts better, that he lifts himself up above the ground, that he's his physical meisim, even the basest of them, reflect an attachment to something higher. So it's one is give a mushel like a train running with a lot of wagons of cargo. One is the train can increase its speed, and it can schlep the stuff with it longer, harder, and so on. Those are the two nekudas that reflect the avoid of Adam b'teres a gufan and neshama. The chelak apnimi of Adam, its job is to go further, and that's the bris of Torah that Kadosh Baruch Hu was curious to the person. That the person His mitzad, his ideals, mitzad, his understanding, mitzad of what his toif is to be shayef to, that becomes higher. And then mitzad, his guf, and how that reflects a person with higher ideals, where that goes. The simonim are the regal of a the malageira shaboy is the pair of a balchai is, you know, leumas, it's parallel, so to speak, to the pair of the adam. It's the place, it's his intake, and so on. And that's why malageira is a simon of something which there's a certain inyan of mala in that chelik. How exactly it is, why that reflects it, I don't know. It's just that the chelik, there is a mila in that chelik that it goes higher and so on. The chelik of the regular the behemah, the regular behemah is the part that stands on the ground. Regal of a behemah is the chelik that is the least. It's what the animal damages, not because it had an intention to damage, not because it wanted something and went after it. It's just simply because the animal exists. The regal is derech hiluchu. It doesn't. It requires the lowest part of an animal. The parsa stuka, the mafres parsa means there's a crack there. The lashon sfarim is it's like meitzes min acharakim. I don't stand with my entire feet on the ground. There's a crack there. It's not. I'm not so shakua in the gashmis. I'm not mechuber b'chol ma'odi with that which is megushim. So you have two simanim for something that is the appropriate thing for to give a person his sustenance. Food in general, this is all the Rishonim, all the Farshim say, however we'll understand the qualities of the things that are kasha, not kasha, whatever a person draws into himself becomes his self. That's so the Torah says we need to bring into us those things that have in themselves an element of tahara. What is the simon of tahara? The simon of tahara is two simonim. A simon mitzad the elyon that's malageira, so to speak. It's looking to it chews up the food, brings it up, and it takes it back in again in a more refined form. In other words, it's a remez of sorts to a she'ifa felyonis. And its mafris parasa is that it has in itself it doesn't stand fully on the ground. It stands only as much as it needs to, so to speak. In other words, when something stands with a full foot on the ground, it means it's shakur on the ground. When something stands on points, it means in order to be on the ground, you need to stand on points. But it don't. You're not. Not all of you. Not all of yourself has become bottled to the ground. That's sort of the nekuda. So the inyan of das is something which includes both elements. Das is something which includes the awareness of that which is higher and beyond, and the tying to it those things that are beneath. In other words, that a person. It requires two avodas. It requires an avoda of, for a person to be a bar das, when the Gemara speaks about a person who's a bar das, it requires two things. A level of understanding, and a level of being able to follow through on your understandings. A person who understands, but doesn't do, is not a bar das. A shaita is somebody who theoretically knows, you know, you could test him on what's right, what's wrong, but the person just doesn't do it. There's no sign in his activities, there's no sign whatsoever in das. A cotton probably doesn't even have that awareness of what it is. So for nitmesem, if a person takes in things that are not like that, so his own metzias becomes, his das becomes pogum. Because The mitzdas, the description of das includes the two as one. A person who is mechubet al yoinim and is able through that to some degree to lift tachtonim. So let's, I guess, recap and the points we spoke about. The inyan of the Torah here is giving us in a rare parsha. The Torah is giving us a te'ima of the inyanim of chayk. Things Moshe Rabbeinu, since he spoke panim al panim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, had a time in all chukim, like we'll say in Parshas Para. It's the parsha that that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Moshe HaKadosh Baruch Hu was megala the time. It's not the pshat HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't megala to anybody else because HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't tell them, and Moshe was mean and didn't tell anybody else the time. It means that I don't know, Moshe Rabbeinu was Tevayim. He gave over things that only he had. But Paraduma being the quintessential Choyik, it's not shayach for anybody to be oimer on it unless he heard it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Klal Yisrael, the schus for that is where a person is mekabel gzeiras HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then is zeichet to be toimer. This whole nekuda here is, it's a very, very important nekuda in approaching all of Torah. Torah is meant to be the heart. The ultimate level of keeping Torah is not where you do it paradumadik. It's where you have a tfisa in it. It's where you're not only a shayna, but you're dea and a makir. Where a person actually understands it. But since Torah, the Rav Rubai, and even to some degree Sichlius, you're not going to the heart by saying, okay, these are the klolim I have for understanding. These are my thesis. And now, let's see if it fits in. It's not. It's only going to fit in as much as a person is mekabel, gzeris, so to speak. In as much as the person says, this is the mitzias, for instance, let's give an example, a scientist. Somebody comes to him and shows him an extraordinary thing, is somebody floating in the air. So I have two approaches. One approach is, in my experience, there's nothing like it. There's a game, there's something going on over here. I'm going to try, in my mind, nothing can float. So given that, this must be false, an illusion, a trick, etc. A second person says, "Wow, I saw it with my own eyes. I saw somebody floating. Let's try to understand a little bit about floating. Like, when does it happen? And it seems to be connected with something else, and so on." Those are two ways in which I look at something. Since Torah is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the mitzvahs, the chukim, if a person doesn't start with that attitude, he's never going to deher it. The tamim that he's going to deher are going to. A person needs to. It's not a shleimus of Torah unless a person dehers those inyanim. But the deher for those inyanim is going to come when you start with it as a mitzias, and you're going to be learning a new vocabulary. You're going to be having a new flavor. When the person is toying vanilla for the first time in his life, it doesn't become, well, it's a shtickle like, I don't know, lemon, it's a shtickle like water, whatever. No. The person just added a new flavor to his seichel. He added a new color, a new flavor. It doesn't get it. When a person sees green, he can reduce it to yellow and blue. But when a person has the new flavor, his enrichment is that he now has a tam, another tam to be tayyib. The enrichment of Torah, and it's true not only by Chayk, but all of mitzvahs. It's true sichlis also. If we start with the attitude of this is given, and now we now have a flavor that we can sort of dwell on and savor and find it in other places, simonim, that's where I get it. This is what Kasha was Zeicha. And in this parasha of Macholas Asuras, is a Kasha was Zeicha to that type of thing. Kasha was Zeicha to get something which is a chayk, and yet to be toyim in it, something else. We don't have something called simanim or anything else where we can identify, if not the thing itself, but some symptoms of it. Other things that are also are also. Shatness is also, it's also. We don't have simani shatness. It's shatness and shatness. That's it. It has halachas. It has, you know, but we weren't zeichet to that. Every person can be zeichet to some degree when you have that attitude. This is an important inyan mitzad, a person's own connection with Torah. Mitzad echad, a kabbalah of the inyan, that's what it is. And then a need to start drawing out that flavor and adding that flavor to the array of flavors that we have in our das, in our consciousness. Yes, this is another flavor, and now when I taste other things, I can look for another type of flavor. Kasha specifically has in itself the inyan that food is that which a person takes in, and it's his makar for his chiyas, for his ongoing chiyas. A person needs the inyanim of tahar in this world come with two halakim. A person mitzad is hakara moves higher, and moving higher mitzad your hakara automatically lifts up the lower self. The person doesn't work on refraining his lower self, and the person doesn't meditate on his higher self. The person's hakara and tfisa that becomes uplifted, mitzad al yoinim, lifts up the entirety of that kind of person. That's Klal Yisrael was zeichet to that havana and havchana, to be mavdal between tameh and tohar, and not. This is the chelik of Torah that not only it belongs in the dry shulcharuch in the chelik of Shoina, but this is actually something which Klal Yisrael was zeichet to be a day and makir, to have a feeling of it and a sense of it. Shabbos.